Welcome to your 10am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Fisheries debunk rumours of scrapping gillnet fishing licences in the Great Barrier Reef. Gillnets are small hanging nets in the water to trap fish by their gills. Concerns raised over catching protected species, however, have led to increased working regulations for fishermen and governments committed to phase them out. A spokesperson for the Department of Agriculture and Fisheries reassures rumours of cancelling such licences are false and no immediate changes are planned. Clint Walden, a local fisherman, tells ABC the regulations proved difficult to implement and have caused this boat to capsize before. In other news, LNP Transport Committee Chairman Ryan Murphy reveals plan to fix Brisbane's bus system. Waiting till the final week of LNP's campaign, Chairman Murphy discusses the TransLink approved blueprint. By adding 30 million trips to the network, 54% of bus commuters could gain faster service. This will go ahead, permitting the LNP win City Hall on March 16.
In national news, negotiations for an Australia-Lithuanian Social Security Agreement have begun. The Labour government is beginning negotiations with the Lithuanian government to allow eligible individuals access to Australian and Lithuanian Social Security benefits if they have lived in both countries. Social Services Minister Amanda Rishworth states that this will provide flexibility and freedom during retirement for citizens of both countries. Deakin University researchers show a number of Australian cereals have experienced shrinkflation, which is the act of decreased size with increased cost. While not all packages have shrunk, some are 54 grams lighter today than in 2019, and all 2019 products remaining on shelves have been found to increase price as well. In international news, the Australian Republic Movement has acknowledged March 11th as Commonwealth Day. Previously, the date was recognised on Queen Victoria's birthday in May, moving to the new March date in 1977. The CEO of Australian Republic Movement, Isaac Jeffrey, commented, "There is no longer a British Empire," affirming how the nature of the Commonwealth has progressed. "For everyday Australians, retaining our Commonwealth status means we share bonds, foundations, and history to unite our defences and economic relationships."
Alright, now over to the weather. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a high chance of showers. We had a bit of rain this morning. We also expect a southeasterly breeze reaching 25 to 35 kilometres. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. Fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, just in the extreme band. That's all for your 10am news, folks. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.